This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Man, that Alec Baldwin just can't catch a break.
What's in your wallet?
I was going to say that.
Capital One is paying $210 million to settle charges it tricked credit card customers into buying expensive add-on services. Alec Baldwin had nothing to do with that, we should say. That, by the way, is the first fine issued by the Obama administration's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
The agency's first enforcement action signals the CFPB intends to take an aggressive approach to banking industry abuses, so says Consumers Union Senior Attorney Norma Garcia. She notes Capital One is being held responsible for the actions of a third-party vendor that ran the bank's call center.
What we were finding in the past is that as the buck was being passed, nobody was being held responsible, and that's got to stop, and it looks like that's what's happening.
Garcia says the agency also took a no-nonsense approach to refunding consumers by ordering an automatic credit to their account,
which makes things a lot easier than to have to pursue getting your money back.
The CFPB might have started out punishing a big name, but critics say the irony is the new agency actually gives bigger banks an unfair edge. Sam Kasman speaks for the Free Market Competitive Enterprise Institute. He says big banks can afford this new layer of regulation.
Small banks around the country have folded up certain lines of business simply because they can't carry the regulatory burden. And what that means is they're giving up business to large banks.
Kasman vows his group will keep trying to block the CFPB in court. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.